Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Extortion in the Ball Pit. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
Before there was Firefest, there was DashCon. Replace the cheese sandwich of Fire. Yeah. You know the cheese sandwich
and the sad little lettuce piece.
Replace that with a very, very sad, small, sparsely occupied ball pit. And that would be the iconic image of DashCon.
Wow.
Let me tell you something about
sad components to these fests.
Not
a happy thing.
The name of the podcast is Ghost Town.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes people will say, oh, where's the ghost? And I was like, well, by definition, a ghost town has nothing to do with necessarily ghosts.
Yeah.
It's just a place that's been abandoned and it's just still kind of there.
I've had to relay the definition of a ghost town since we've started this podcast so many times.
Same. And I would say this, if you look at some of the pictures, it looks like a ghost town. It is. Have you ever been to things like, I just want to look at failed events, whether mm-hmm. it's a concert. Oh. I love it.
I have to say, I love it too. I think doing this, you have really opened my eyes to a lot of these. And the abject fails, the deep fails, the dark fails, the deadly fails in some cases.
Just poorly organized, poorly managed, because everyone says, oh, well, I can do this. Like conventions. Mm-hmm. And DashCon took place in 2014. Not that long ago.
No.
But I would say even in the last 5 years, things have gotten a little more sophisticated mm-hmm. with organization. But 2014 is like pretty recent, like VidCon, which is, you know, the world that I'm in. That's why when DashCon came out, I was extremely familiar, even though the news cycle, mm-hmm. 2014 was like pretty decent, but now, like, you know, it would have been trending on Twitter and 50 blogs would have picked it up instead mm-hmm. of just the Daily Dot or a couple of other random ones.
Yeah, there would be a premium documentary about it for sure.
Already. Right? So the information was really readily available to me because I was already in the world of YouTube deeply. In 2014, I was deep in it. I was living it. I was breathing it. So when this came out, I was like, it became very aware because I knew a lot of people that mm-hmm. were aware of it. I actually, you know, was pretty versed in Tumblr just as mm-hmm. even though it was kind of, I feel like it was on its way out.
Yeah. Tumblr, do people still even use Tumblr?
They do. There's still a pretty viable, as far as amount of people, but in comparison, not mm-hmm. really. But this was a Tumblr-based convention, not associated with Tumblr, the business, and they were very strongly separated themselves from this.
Because
it was originally called TumblrCon, which, so when you hear DashCon, mm-hmm. you're like, what is, it could be a million things.
Well,
Dash is the dashboard of your Tumblr account or any account, whereas a dashboard.
Yeah, it's the backside of the site.
Your account, the mm-hmm. stats,
exactly.
whatever you want to, analytics mm-hmm. or whatever. So that's the name is DashCon, which is not, I mean, none of the names are like that except Comic-Con, VidCon.
It goes within the landscape of a con name.
Yes.
So that intrigues me because I'm like, what is Dash? You know, what does it mean? But now I know.
It means nothing. The con part is, the word con I use very, very strongly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to have a little caveat right now.
Okay.
you know, we I'm a huge fan, and we're, I think you're huge fans of the podcast Swindled, and we mm-hmm. mentioned, you know, they were cool enough to play a promo at the end of one of the episodes. Swindled podcast, check it out.
Yes.
And I was just like, huh, I cannot believe a concerned citizen hasn't done anything on DashCon. Well, we're patrons now, so yeah. I'm scrolling through the bonus episodes.
You got those bonies.
They got those bonies, and DashCon is one of them. He's Ooh, already Dash, done it.
He's done it. He's That's old news.
And I was like, I knew, you know, but in fairness, I just want to say, because if you're a Swindled podcast fan and you're a patron, he's like, well, you know, you already did it. Yes. Mm-hmm. But I was very, and so were a lot of other people, entrenched in that world.
Yes.
So it was always something that when I was like, I want to look at it, something failed, I'll go back and look at DashCon concerts where like no one just like shows it, like Mace.
Yeah,
like oh, all great. Those things where it's like only like, you know what I mean? Like 80 people showed up.
Gigantic miscalculations.
Yeah, I
on
love that.
So many parts.
And DashCon is always on the top of that list.
Wait.
So when I saw that, so I was like, I can't listen to that bonus episode because I didn't want it to influence what I
yes.
was going to say because
exactly.
You know, his way he relays information is, I would say it's a little more organized than the way we do it.
What?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
We are the point of information for pretty much everything in the world.
Do not write your
Come
thesis
to us
based.
For, yeah, all citations, expert witnesses, yes. First person narratives. We are a library.
Yes. We are
a library
yes.
on four coasters.
Databases,
in my
access.
Living room. That's right.
Nope.
We are not any of those things. Please don't ever, ever come to us for any violent.
Just putting that out, because I don't want to be like, oh, you just looked at uh-huh. Swindle's Patreon and then, you know, took that. It's like, no, I was actually kind of like, oh, I can't believe he didn't do an episode, but turns out he did, so I have to wait till after I record this so I can listen,
yeah.
to, listen to the back
that's
catalog of Swindle.
That's a surprise.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
for
what
doing
I
this delicious fail.
So at that time, you know, even like I said, in the last 5 years, events have become more sophisticated mm-hmm. and information, the way things are organized. But in 2014, so it's right in the middle, like Comic-Con's been going strong for
yeah.
since 2009, I think. So they're, I mean, they're a really big one. It's kind of unfair
yeah.
to say that. And I went to New York Comic-Con 2013. So it's well in the way. So there's like kind of a little excuse, but no excuse for failure.
Mm-hmm.
But DashCon was really, really bad. And the ball pit picture, which is something that you should right now find it, look at it, just commit it to memory because it will make... Do you just sometimes want to be depressed? I mean, honestly,
yeah.
I'm going to be real. Do you just want to be depressed?
I want to say something too. As someone who has constructed a ball pit in her office space, I would say I'm kind of a ball pit connoisseur in that I've worked on game shows. I have constructed ball pits for game shows. And I've seen the saddest. We used a kiddie pool for a while with balls in it as a gameplay ball pit in the middle of my office space. So I can't wait to see the picture of this.
It's probably something very similar.
Okay.
So it was in 2014 mm-hmm. when it was originally called TumbleCon.
TumbleCon.
So I don't know, like Tumblr culture, they had...
It sounds like a kiddie,
yeah.
like a Toys R
it's
Us.
It's a little bit like kind of like a lot of memes, and I feel like a lot of... I don't know. I don't even know how to properly express like what mm-hmm. it is, but it's like artistic
it like
with
trendy,
poetry.
Like it sounds like white guys in graphic t-shirts who have like mustaches. You know, like in the photo booth
yeah.
where you've got like the hat and
yeah.
the mustache. It's like, oh, crazy pop art. Oh
I would
my
say
God.
Emo. I would say like
more emo.
I would
than
say
that?
Emo is what I gather, and
really?
Somebody
okay.
looks at this wrong. Emo like is a big part of that world.
Sad boy con.
It's probably very, probably, yeah, everyone has said, nobody's, what's, if you're happy, why would you say it? Just, no, you're not happy. Nobody wants to hear about you being happy. They want to hear about you being sad.
Yeah, they do. That's true. They want you to emote online.
So they raised $4,000 via Indiegogo, and, you know, they were no way affiliated with
$4,000. Also, not that much money.
No.
I tutor a kid sometimes who's trying to apply for colleges. He's a filmmaker. He's raised $8,000 for films.
Yeah.
He's in high school.
But he'll probably make good with that money.
Yeah.
Money was not made good.
Uh-oh.
So they found, you know, obviously you got people to volunteer. They started selling tickets in summer 2013. So for the weekend of July 11th through 13th at the Schaumburg Renaissance Convention Center in Illinois.
Schaumburg, Illinois. I know
Do
exactly
know
where this is.
This
yeah.
is your, like, kind of...
Schaumburg.
Okay,
yeah.
so put that, you know, it's now we're back into
that
your...
is a lower middle class suburb of Chicago. It's really far out. It's about 45 minutes out. It's pretty close to Wisconsin as well.
Okay.
Damn.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Close to an IKEA, though. I will say that. Go on.
Weekend pass, $65. Day passes, $30 to $50. Mm-hmm. You know, you get a hotel. You know, standard stuff.
Mm-hmm.
One of the big, I guess, headliners is Welcome to Night Vale, which is a podcast. So
I know that podcast. I actually am not a huge fan of that podcast.
Yeah. I was kind of, maybe starting in 2012, started getting into doing podcasting in various ways. Mm-hmm. So when I started reading about this, I wasn't really... very, very versed in like the many different kinds of podcasts out there. So Welcome to Night Vale, I was like, I didn't really know what it was. No. It was a storytelling.
An ex of mine loved this podcast. And it's like a storytelling. It's like Prairie Home Companion kind of. It was like a noir murder mystery, but it was very long. I remember being very long and very kind of up its own asshole a little bit. And it wasn't funny. It was very slow, but I guess like if I had committed to it, maybe like the story I would have gone with it. I think there were some news portions of it. Again, like Prairie Home Companion style, news in this small town. But I couldn't really get into it myself. You want to take a little break?
Let's take a little break. I'm very excited to talk about Care of. Care of is a wellness brand that makes it easy to get the right vitamins, supplements, and protein powders for your specific needs, whether you're looking for glowing skin, more energy, better sleep, or something to support your health and fitness routine. I've been using Care of for a while now, and it's customized to me.
Yeah.
For me, I'm an individual.
Yeah.
And I have individual needs.
And I am so excited. A big thing is routine, healthy routines. Care of can help me start getting into a healthy routine. I want to set some new goals. I want to reprioritize myself. I want to make sure that I can, in my chaotic lifestyle, make a healthier version of myself. And Care of can help me do that.
I don't normally like quizzes. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I don't want to do a quiz, but Care of's online quiz, which I was like, oh, I like this quiz.
It was very fun. I had a great time.
You didn't realize how much, like, they were asking questions. You're like, oh, yeah, no
way. I should think about this.
It's a very short, fun 5-minute quiz. You answer questions about your diet, lifestyle, and health needs. You get a research back recommendation with the vitamins, supplements, and or protein powders you need based on your completely personalized quiz results. Just you.
Care of is also so incredibly convenient. I cannot wait to get my order. My Care of order is going to get shipped right to my door in convenient daily packs of perfect for a busy on-the-go lifestyle. I can throw a couple in my suitcase, throw it in my bag on the way to work, going to the gym every morning because I'm going to start doing that. I promised myself. I am so excited. I can't wait for my order, and you should get excited too because for 25% off your first Care of order, go to takecareof.com and enter Ghost Town. Again, that's 25% off your first Care of order. Go to takecareof.com and enter Ghost Town.
July 11th, we're there. People are there. The DashCon staff was like, oh, hey, P.S., we need another $17,000 to keep this going.
Mm-hmm. $4,000 is not going to keep this convention going?
Well, that was the initial. So they supposedly had enough money, but I guess they realized they didn't have enough money.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when we talk about extortion, they were literally saying, hey, guys, we can't. You're here. You've paid your money. You flew, hotel, whatever the case
is. Oh, they were asking the people.
Yes. Imagine going to something and going to a concert and you spent all the money. You go to Coachella.
Mm-hmm.
You pay all the money. You go. You get there, whatever. And then they're like, Coachella's like, P.S., if you want bands to come out, we need to raise like $50,000. That's extortion.
That is insane.
That's absolutely because you've already gotten the people there and they're like, well, now you need to donate money to the thing that we've already spent.
You've
money
already
on.
Gone out of your way to fly here, book a hotel room. You've arranged your plans to come patronize this convention. And now we're asking you for more money because we fucked up.
Yeah. The thing is, the hotel never really, like, they were, you know, they're like, yeah, sure, we'll take half the money, I guess, but they never got it. And they're like, well, they probably figured, like any kind of schemes, like, well, we'll get the rest of the money and then pay that back. And then, it was.
This is like a small-timey, less sexy fire festival.
It was, the thing is like, I compare. This was a very early Fyre Festival. Mm-hmm. Like when Fyre Festival came out, I was like especially the ball pit part where I'm going to get to. I know I keep alluding to it. That was very cheese sandwich of the Fyre Fest, which is really the cheese sandwich of the Firefest was super important as far as like especially internet based, like
yeah, sharing. Well, it's also a metaphor for what it was.
Yeah. So this didn't ruin as many lives, I'd say.
Yeah.
It was definitely inconvenient, and in some ways unethical. Well, yeah, unethical, but not as many people's like lives were damaged on it.
So wait, how much money did they ask?
They needed $17,000. They told the hotels like we're gonna have like 3 to 5,000. Mm-hmm. On Friday night they only had 1,000. So when you look at pictures, and again I talk about the pictures are very important to this. When you just imagine the hotel in mm-hmm. the town you're speaking of,
yeah,
right? This convention center,
Schomburg.
And it's got just a bunch of kids that they're already probably like mm-hmm. they're wearing, you know, they're kind of emo, or they're fans of things, or there's mm-hmm. some of them dressed up, and it's just, but it's sparsely attended. You just have a couple of people in a corner.
That's like what Dismaland wanted for itself, but it was too popular and too successful.
But the backgrounds and stuff. That's why we have an episode on Dismaland. You might want to check that out. Little plug. But it's the walls are just kind of like, I don't know, whatever art they have in a you know, whatever this Renaissance hotel center. Well, oh, helicopter's here.
They're very close though, so we have to wrap this up.
Yeah, they that's all right.
They're on my roof right now.
So they get people in a room.
Jesus, they're fugitive.
Yeah, this is
out
very
there.
Close.
This is unprecedented for Ghost Town Pod.
So we do Ghost Town Podcast. Generally speaking, there's a lot of crime happening.
Yeah.
Literally every time we do it. They're not flying this low.
Us.
Yeah, they're not doing it to be like, hey, here's a helicopter ride. They're like, they're looking for, they're surveilling for criminals. So you're getting that little bonus.
Yeah, we're gritty.
Yeah, it's gritty.
We're not two middle-aged Jews hanging out in my apartment. Mm-mm. We're dangerous.
So they would just take cash donations. They would take like PayPal or whatever. So they're just taking in money.
Oh, God. Like quarters, like laundry
quarters.
And
they would get people in a room. They're like, hey, guys, we have an you know, whatever. Yeah. And then they were just like, we need more money to... It's like,
hey,
like
guys,
going to a party.
Good news and bad news.
Saying
good
free,
news.
Yeah.
We need more money. Bad news, we need more money.
Like going to a party and being like, free beer. All you can drink, bring $10. Then when you get there, there's like literally no beer. Can you guys kick in money for beer?
Yeah.
That's what would happen.
Yeah, like the worst house party ever.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I was at a house party last night. This is an aside, but you guys will appreciate it. A couple of friends of mine grabbed those hard cider things or like hard seltzer things. And she was like, oh, those are mine. And they had opened theirs and I hadn't opened mine. So I just like put mine back and they're like, well, we just opened these. And she's like, could you put it back?
So an open thing already?
Yeah. She's like, I'm broke.
Oh, well, you know what? Maybe she donated to DashCon.
Yeah, that's
like,
right.
Still,
anyway,
still recovering.
That's my personal DashCon.
They would break into song and they would do that three-finger salute from the Hunger Games.
Oh no!
So they were like in the Hunger Games. Oh yeah! You don't know how depressing this is. You have no clue.
This is like a group of virgins with no money who are being asked.
And some are probably like hoping, like, I'm gonna score.
I know.
This thing.
I'm gonna find love at DashCon.
Yeah.
In the ball pit.
Nope. They Mm-mm. did not. I haven't gotten to the ball pit yet.
I know. You're just teasing me.
So, you know, of course, the people that organized it mm-hmm. said this, that, and the other thing. You can donate on the website. Uh-huh. They had about a million excuses, but not true. As a YouTube channel, I think it's Internet Historian, mm-hmm. that kind of breaks down the theories on how money was possibly pocketed. Just things didn't add up.
Yeah.
And the dude that would be like, yeah, I was in a room of like 5,000 angry people, and you see the room and it's like 300 people.
Yeah.
It's... I don't think these people are realizing, like, the way people capture, especially, I don't know if 2014 would be a year where you're like, things can be verified at that point.
Yeah.
So people donate a lot of money. So the thing with Night Vale never did their thing.
Yeah. If I were Night Vale, I'd be like, well, no. Packing them up. Did they even get there? Was this like the Green Day of Firefest?
Yeah, yeah.
They
were just like, they were like, no, it was Blink-182, by the way.
Sorry.
Sorry, Grandma. It was Blink-182. Take it from Grandpa and Migos. I don't know.
Helicopter.
Yeah. So a lot of people canceled. There's like things where they had this like maybe an LGBTQ talk, mm-hmm. and the table is too small to fit all the people.
Oh my God.
They don't even fit all the people. That was really sad. They're like trying to have these like really dank. Like, it's like they're trying to have like a you know, kind of have to speak on something.
Yeah.
You know, really
so
important.
They just like bring up some folding chairs and like huddle them around the sides of the table.
Yeah.
That is so sad.
It was so
sad.
Poorly organized and sad. And I think people
and they're
think,
like, grab another chair so you can put your water and your papers on it.
It was just people like, some people are just sitting like off to the side. So like the, I don't know, there's like a moderator.
Oh
it's
my
just,
God.
The pictures are so, and it's just people sparsely attending, like sitting in corners, like a shanty town, but of just like sad convention goers. Yes.
At least so, there was water.
It was $90. $90 for water. You know, DashCon was like, yeah, there'll be like 3,000 to 7,000 people. You know, it's going to cost about $100,000. We're going to be making tons of money. Mm-hmm. So everyone's going to be like, the hotel's going to be really stoked because then, you know, the hotel's going to get guests
yeah,
and
yeah.
all those things that kind of come with it.
Schomburg's finest.
Yeah. He said, yeah, one of the staff, I was actually looking to see like who were like the, because they had like this DashCon LLC was like the organizer. But I was like, who are the ones that like really truly organize it? But one, you can see this on YouTube. This one guy who's like, a, you know, part of the staff, and he's like, had to like contain a riot. Like, he's like, I had to contain a riot. There's 5,000 people, and you cut through, and you see about 300 really nice people, just kind of like singing a song, Pokemoning. I don't know, whatever people do.
This fest is like the shitty younger brother of all of the disaster fest that we talked about. Like, it's not even. It's too sad to be dangerous.
Yeah,
you know.
Okay, so the convention organizer is, and I guess she's a member of this DashCon LC, is Megan Eli. She said that they rented it 11 months ago, and, you know, that DashCon was listed on the hotel's website. You know, she's like, it's legit. Like, they wouldn't, it wouldn't be legal if it wasn't on the website. Mm-hmm. But that was just, that's what led people to think that, like, oh, this is a legit thing.
Yeah.
And there was like some TV crews showing up, checking everything out, kind of seeing what's going on. So you saw everything.
Mm-hmm.
Also, one of the big, and I'm not really familiar with who they are, but they're a Sherlock Holmes podcast called Baker Street Babes. I don't know. Oh. But they were one of the bigger guests. You know, their panel live recording on Friday, they did that. It was great. When they heard about the debacle, they left the convention part aspect of it. So now the hotel rooms weren't under DashCon's name. They were like, hey, we want our money.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty bad. But hold on.
Okay.
You don't think DashCon LLC is not going to make good on it? They were like,
no,
people,
I trust them.
Listen, we're going to make it up to you. We are going to give you an extra hour in the ball pit.
Oh, my God. Christmas came motherfucking early.
Look, just get on your phone right now. Get on your phone right now. Go DashCon ball pit and look at the photo. I need you to see this in real time. That's how important this is.
Okay.
We're going to wait for Rebecca to look. You should be looking up this photo,
I'm
too.
I'm looking up right now.
No, right?
No.
Look at.
No, this can't be
right. It's real.
This can't be right.
It's real.
This cannot be right. Okay, just look at. I just Googled it.
Look how sad it is.
This is a children's birthday party from the worst kid in school.
Yeah.
This was the ball pit.
Yeah.
Holy.
I mean, you're like, oh, I only got a certain amount of time.
I was like, oh, I'm looking at a bunch of pictures of ball pit. This can't be a convention ball pit.
Yes. And someone had peed in it at one point. It's
this
so
is
sad.
Is the ball pit.
I wish it's just a. I'm going to describe it really quick. It's a small kid's pool. Most of the balls are outside. You have somebody dressed up like a wizard. You have somebody with blue hair.
It's in the basement of a hotel. So it's cement flooring with a smashed ball pit. And most of the balls are out. Yeah.
Most of the balls are out.
One side of the pit is kind of mashed into the ground.
It's just like partly
There's
deflated.
Four people. There's a bouncy castle.
Is that a briefcase?
An unmarked briefcase next to the ball pit. There's a bunch of people. They've got headbands and bright colors. Someone's in a costume. There are 10 people sitting or inside or standing around this ball pit, which is not fit for a 4-year-old's birthday party.
No. So.
I cannot. I had a different picture in my head. I had a picture of a kind of a bigger ball pit with like a couple people in it, but like this is exceeded my expectations of sadness.
No, you're
absolutely
wrong. You've
out-sad-boyed me.
Yeah, I got you.
In this endeavor.
I got you that time.
Oh my God. We'll make sure to communicate that pic to you via our social media avenues.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that is, that's what I like to call Dash Con. So before
really
the fire
dashed my hopes.
Oh, come on, Rebecca. No.
What's up, Ghost Town listeners?
Let's do yoga. Let's get fit.
Hi, I'm Nick.
And I'm Muriel.
And we're the hosts of Hella in Your 30s,
a podcast about a cool couple trying to do adult stuff.
So each week we invite you to join us as we try to learn things we should probably already know, like how does a stock market work? Can we install that bidet? Why are all of our houseplants dying?
This is a podcast for people of all ages, because remember,
age ain't nothing but a number.
But being hella in your 30s is a state of mind.
So tomorrow's a new day, let's order pizza.
Campfire.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.